Of course, the Alter Rebbe is translating the whole thing as it applies to the Neshamas Yisrael, to Knesset Yisrael, to individual Neshamas. So it comes before the king. That's when Esther came before the king. So when the Neshama comes before Hashem, Amri Masefer Vigoymer. Hine Amr Razal, our sages tell us, Shit Alfishnin Hava Alma V'chad Charuv, which means that the world will stand for 6,000 years, and then there will be 1,000 achad, will be charuv, will be a destruction. Shehu b'chinas menucha she'ein boy aliyas v'yiridis. That's going to be a level of relaxation. There's going to be no ups and downs. There's not going to be aliyas, no elevations, and no descents. Ki kol yemeis olam hazeh, for all the days of this world, which is the Shit Alfishnin, the 6,000 years, there's always descents and going up. Now this is Hein B'Neshamas, whether we're talking about the souls, Hein B'Gufis, whether in the bodies, in older. Shekama Pa'amim, Hoy Yisroel B'Shalva, sometimes, the Jewish people were in peace, they were relaxed, and then they went down. So always this yirida, this descent, is for the purpose of an elevation. The elevations that come from the 6,000 years in which there's yiridas aliyas to aliyah is divided into two, which is four. Which what does it mean two, which is four? The Hainu, which is Shtayim L'Nefashis, two goes for the soul, which is Sheim Gan Eden Atachna Ve'Aliyin, the lower level of Gan Eden and the upper level of Gan Eden. That's the reward, that's the Aliyah. Ushtayim L'Gufis, and two is for the bodies. Sheheim Yemois HaMashiach, which is the days of Mashiach, Utchis HaMesim. Those are the two. So there's two which are four. Two for the soul, the two levels of Gan Eden. Two for the body, which is Yemois HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMashiach. Bal Aliyas Halolu Nemar, and with regards to these elevations, it says, Yelchu Mechayel Choyl, that they go from one strength to strength. Sheyesh Kama Mine Madregas Shoynes Bal Aliyas HaNefoshes. There are various different levels in which the Nefoshes go up. And that's what he's talking about, the two levels in Gan Eden Atachma, Gan Eden Elyon. But these aliyas, there's very aliyas and shama. And also, v'kamo mine hecholos, there's very types of rooms. As we find in the Megillah, there's Beis Hanoshim, then there is Beis Hanoshim Sheni, these were all mentioned in the Megillah. So you have the Beis Hanoshim, then you have Beis Hanoshim Sheni, which is Gan Eden Tachtva, Gan Eden Elyon. So those are the two levels of the Neshama. It says, basically, it's by the Neshama, it goes Mechayel Choyel. And V'yesh Nahar Dinur, there is a river made out of fire, Hamafsik Bein Aliyas, which interrupts in between these elevations. Which means they go to the mikvah, they go into the Nur Dinur before they go to the higher Madrege. When the neshama goes up from one level, this level, to a level and a step, another step, which is higher than it, it immerses itself in the river of fire, that is mevatel and makes him forget, it nullifies, and it makes him forget his first step, his first advantage. So that would be considered like nothing, like ayin. Bichdei shetei bichinas bitl v'iskalus baliyah achedah shalomad lehimano. so that it should be able to be subjugated and included in the higher aliyah, which is above it, it has to first forget and it has to first be mevatel from the previous level in order to reach to the high level. With this, the maiden would come to the king. What is the meaning of the word ubazeh? And with this, ubazeh, that's the pillar. Ubazeh, that is the pillar between each world. Shaboy val yodoy, through this, in it, and through it, the chloros and shomis li is b'chin as bitl. They are included to be in the level of bitl. Kizeh hashar la Hashem chulu. This is the gate to Hashem. Basically, that's the way it is divided. So that is as far as Gan Eden El and Gan Eden HaTachton. There's always aliyas in it. Same thing is Chayin al Derech Zeh b'aliyas haguf limosam shechit chiz hamesim. There's also going to be, the bodies are going to be elevated from one level to the other level. This is what we're saying, the different aliyahs, different yuridis. Abel v'chad charoiv, but when we say there will be 1,000 charoiv, where there's going to be no world, hu elef hashishi, hashvi, which is the 7,000th year, sheboi tachlis hashlemu shekol ha'aliyahs, that is the ultimate wholesomeness of all the elevation. Ach ein aliyah lemailo himeno, then there is no more elevation above that. Once you've come to Elef Hashvi, there is nothing higher than that. Because Shehu Soif Bekeitz L'chol HaMadreges V'Haliyas, that is the Keitz, the end and finish of all the levels of Haliyas. Shehav Sheliyah L'fi Mezek U'Tchunas HaShemitah Ha'i, that is possibly to be according to the chemistry, according to the characteristic of that Shemitah, because there is also, Shemitah is a 7-year period. So you have a 7-period period, so the 6 and 7, there is like more 7 years like this. This is 6 and 1 and 7. So this is, according to that Shemitah, that 7th year, that's the highest year. Shit Alfishnin, Shilavnin, Shit Alfishnin, B'chad Charuf. That is the section. So according to the ability, that 7th year, that's the highest level you can go to. Ufichol Shemitah Shemitah lifi mashehu kach l'mashehi. Every Shemitah, based on whatever it is, kachu aliyas elef hazayin shabo. So would be the 7th year, the 7th, which is the 7,000th year, the Shemitah year shabo. Shehi tachlis hashleimus. Shekol ha'aliyas, that's the ultimate goal of all the aliyas, ultimate wholesomeness. V'nikra b'chinas menucha, that's called the level of relaxation. She'ei b'chinas aliyah, she'ei l'may l'menoy d'aliyah. So you don't go any more higher, you're relaxed now, because you're staying in the same place, because once you're in the Shemitah year, you don't go anything. V'zeu chad v'chad chareiv, that means chad chareiv, it's not existent. So b'chinas menucha. The pasuk says, "Luchu chazu mifalois elikim asher som shamis ba'aretz." It says, "Go see the activities of God that He made shamis ba'aretz." What does it mean? Made shamis ba'aretz. V'amar Hazal and our sages tell us, "Al tikri shamis." V'amar Hazal, "Al tikri shamis elu shemis." V'inyan ki hinei bechines. Shamois, who inyan chad charoiv? When you say shamois, that's chad charoiv. That's one with the charoiv. Dahaynu b'chinas menucha. Soy v'taklus kol ha'aliyas. Va'afu pikein is the end of all the aliyas, and yet kol zehu rak b'chinas shemois. It's still only shemois. She'ein ze elam b'chinas shmoi. It's still the level of Shmoy Midas Malchus Yisborich, the Eberster's level of Malchus. Even though it's Shemes, Even the highest level is still the even Shemus is still Shamois. It's still Shemus. It's still the name. Even though it's Shamois, even we're at the level of Chat Charuv, which is total exhaustion, it's still only the level of Shemus. Kimaimir, like we say, Yachid Chay Haylami Melech. Say that Yachid Chay Haylami is Melech, which means Kolayma. That is to say, Shehu Yachid Umiyuchad Levadi, that Hashem is singular and He's only all by Himself. Just like before the world was created, She'enei Begeder Omin Klal. He's not in the definition of the worlds at all. Umashehu Chei Ha'ilomim, and this that Hashem does give life to the worlds. So Hashem is beyond the worlds. So why Hashem gives life to the worlds? Umashehu Chei Ha'ilomim, Hine Achayis Hamispashet Ba'ilomis Einoy Elo Bebchinas Melech. That is only the level of Melech. Umalchuscho Bakol Mashal. Malchuscho Malchuscho Ha'ilomim Ksiv. Which means that this is all the malchus, kol ha'aliyas, v'chol ha'ilomis. All the elevations in all the worlds, adroim ha'mailis, till the highest of the level, v'chol shmita shmita. And every shmita shmita, the highest level, which would be the seventh year. V'kama shmitim v'yevlas chulu, and it comes from that. And in every shmita, in yevlas, and rak v'chines malchus is barich, it's only the level of malchus, it's angin v'nenin, Meziv Hashchina, that they have the Ziv Hashchina. So basically what he's saying to you, you have a bunch of 7 years, a bunch of Shemitahs, 7 years. In this time, each year is 1,000 years. So you have a bunch of 7,000 years, 6 and 1, 6 and 1. And when you come to 49, just like you have 49 times 7, then you come to Yovel. Then there is the Yovel year. And then there is many Yovelos. So all these elevations and all these highest levels is all level of Malchus. Yes, Kama Madregas, in this delight there's many Madregas, Vali Adrim Maila. But Vukhoze Hurak is Pashtu Zikvoid Malchus Yizbarak. So this is only the ray that expands from Hashem. I will buy Yizbarak with Khoid Ba'atzmai, Leis Machshavat Visible Klaal. Then there is no thought that can grasp at all in the Hashem itself. So that's in the level of Ha'oreh, level of Malchus, but not in the level of the Ein Sof. Behine, bechinas ein gzev chloli, hu bechinas lemochor lekabel schorom. When we talk about all these pleasures, that's all part when we say that tomorrow you'll get the reward. This is all the reward that we're talking about, the various different levels. So there's all this kind of level. These are old. But when we talk about Bayom Lasoysom, but when we do, and also Bayom Lasoysom, when we say today, we're supposed to do. And tomorrow we get the reward. So Bayom Lasoysom, in the day when we do, Ubechinas Ispashus Harotzen, which is the expansion of the Eibishter's will. Shaharotzin hu chitzoinis oineg, that the will is an external of the oineg. In other words, the person has pleasure, and because of the pleasure, externally, then he comes and he wants the idea because the thing gives him pleasure. Kenoida b'chush, like we know, in actually, shekol dovar sheyesh b'tainig lezeh neita harotzin, that anything he has pleasure, then you want it. So what does it mean by the Eibishter? What does it mean by the Eibishter, so to speak? The Eibishter wants Torah Mitzvah, that's the Ratzon of Hashem. So by Nispashus, Ritzoyim v'chuchmos yizborich, b'zayin b'teriyag mitzvah d'raisa, b'zayin d'rabonon, the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah and the 7 d'rabonon, she'im tofresh chof, which comes to the level of keser, 620 amudei oir, hanimshachin me'oneg ha'elyon. They come from the light of above. So from the Eibishter's oneg, from the level of keser, from the level of higher atzilus, that where comes the expansion for the Ratzon, which comes the mitzvahs that we do over there. V'chol mitzvahs tzrichas kavonas halev. We do mitzvah, we require the intent of the heart, shenikuda pnimis ha-ratzon shebelev, which is the nikudas pnimis ha-ratzon shebelev, which the point of the heart, l'dovka b'izbaruch adei mitzvahisom, to connect to Hashem through the mitzvahs. That's the kavon of the mitzvah. Yeah, when you do the mitzvah, say, oh, the mitzvahs are connecting. K'maymer, like we say, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvahisom. So v'hine, k'moshi yesh b'enig, ilu achar ilu adrichom v'rema ma'ilis. Just like in the pleasure, there is one advantage to the highest level. Kach v'chines l'kudas, so also in the desire of the nekuda of the primis halev, which is the depth of the heart, which is hanikra b'shem Knesset Yisrael, that's called Knesset Yisrael, the depth of the heart. Moshkosu b'mokom achar, as written elsewhere. Yesh gamkin ilu achar ilu. So there too, there is one elevation after another elevation. Until the revelation of the desire which comes down into the soul in the depth of the heart, in a level very, very much, till the highest of levels. So what happens? What kind of a desire does he get to have? To be in a level of liyaz bebchinas, to be in a level of mili bashamayim, bim cholach fatzi baruch kolosh eiri ulavavi. So in here we're going to say, over here is going to be a higher level ubaaretz hu bechinas shamayis baaretz. In the land, in the mitzvahs, in the rotzi, there is shamas. That desire should not be a mixture with you. So something else and the Eibishter. So only to Hashem, which is called so nafshu levavi. Your heart and your soul expire. So basically, while in Gan Eden, when we're Mekabel Sechar, over there they have the various of Madregas. But when doing that Yom LaSoysom, when the expansion of the Eibishter's will in Torah Mitzvahs, and you connect the Kavonas HaMitzvahs, when you do, you connect with your heart. So you are connecting with the level of Shamis, which the level is only with the Eibishter himself. V'zehu yofe sho'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim. So now we understand, because this benefit of being able to connect with Hashem himself, with the Keser, without anything, only with Hashem, is only in this world, and that's why it's much better than Chayil Mabo. For all the life of the Mabo, which is endless, alita in ketz, bibchinas enig elyein, in a level is anik bahavaye, to delight in Hashem, belanus divashchino, shebichinas melech bilvad. That's only from the level of melech that becomes bichinas shame is baritz. That's the level of shame over there, because over there it's the level of malchus. It's only ha'or, it's only a zib. Aval shuva ma'isim toivim. But the tshuva ma'isim toivim, the main tshuva is in the point in the inner of the heart, the depth of the heart. Benekudas pnimis halev, deep in the heart, me'omkod liba, in the very depth, mipnimis halev, the inner of the heart. It's called it before Knesset Yisrael. Himulubeshes b'ma'isim toivim. That dresses up the heart in the Ma'isim Tov. Shem Taryag Mitzvahs Derais Dan Drabonon. Shehein Hein Gilu Rotz Nalyon Baruch Hu. So what happens over there? So when you connect your heart, the depth of your heart, then when you're doing the mitzvah, and you're doing the mitzvah with this kavona, so then you're going to get a better yofa shoachas in this world doing the mitzvah. That will go much higher than the level of oinig, of the kabbal scharim, which had all the great aliyahs, but the oinig, habol, and neshomes, while they slapshus, basogos, and neshomah. Because how does the neshomah get the pleasure that we talked before, all the different pleasures? It gets it by dressing up in the grasping of the neshomah. The neshama grasps according to how does it delight, how does it pleasure, whatever the neshama feels, that becomes her pleasure. So that's why it's limited based on the ability. But the rotzin, that's higher than understanding. That's like the gulgoilus, the skull, which hovers around the moyach. Kumeshikos of Mokomachar, Alposik, Eshes Chayel, Ateres Baila. So, Tshuva Maisim Tovim, which you do with the Rotsin, and you do with the Kavonas Halev, and you connect with the Rotsin, you're not connecting through your intellect, which is limited, which is why even the Neshama's intellect is only that much is only in Mamalakul Almim, but you actually go to a higher level, the level of Keser, to the level of Sevukul Almim. V'zohu, and this is what we're saying in this pasuk over here, u'bevoyo lifnei ha-melech. And when she comes before the king, that the aliyas, knesses Yisrael lifnei b'chinas ha-melech. She comes before the melech, before the melech, meaning higher than the melech. Lifnei b'chinas ha-melech, amen. And that is bisalus arotzil ledovko by Yisbaru l'choyde ba'atzmei. That is when the wish is to cleave to Hashem, in Hashem Himself, l'may l'may l'mechina shmei malchusim, much higher than the Abishter's name and His kingdom. So, b'vo yolifnei ha-melech, when you come to the highest level, and you reach in the higher, into the level of Keser, which is the higher, that is Lifnei HaMelech, higher than the level of Malchus, which is through the mitzvahs that we do. Vazai Omar, so then the Pasuk says, Im HaSefer Yoshuv Machshavtei, that let his, with the Sefer, let the, that she was asking, literally, that the king should send out another decree to take away everything that Haman wanted to do against the Yid. But here it's talking about the Eibishter with the metaphorical. So what does it mean over here? Bir ha'inya. To explain this idea. Kehine kol avodas ha'odom ba'olam hazeh ulevarer hatov mahara. What is the work, the service of the person in this world is to sort out the good from the bad. Yes, birur achar birur adreva mailat. You can sort out after sorting out until the highest of level. So we're always sorting out the good from the bad. And I guess even if you sorted out the good and bad, there's still a further to sort out further, because even the small things in the higher level, you still got to figure something out. Habirur, how do we sort things out? Vaidei chokhma koyachma. That is through chokhma. Chokhma is bariru. Which chokhmah shubchinas habitl, through the level of betel, subjugation. The bottle of the kolol elov yizbarich, that is to be subjugated, to be included to Hashem Himself, and that's the way to accomplish it. Vuhu lifnei hamelech, that is higher than the melech. Lifnei hamelech, b'voy lifnei hamelech, ki chinas melech hu b'chinas elov. For the level of Melech, that's world, Loshon Helem Behester Ponim, the world that's blocking and hiding of the face. Li is Kamo Tzimtzumim Rabim VaAtzumim. There needs to be many powerful and a great many contractions. When you need to Oilom, when you need to make a world, because Sheyeh B'chinas Am. It needs to be a people. A people needs to be somebody separate from the king. Loshin oimemis. Loshin oimemis dvorim zorim venifrodim. Chulu. needs to be separate. A king cannot be, they say, over kids. A kid cannot, he's a father, he's not a king. A king has to be something that is separate, and he rules over them. So the Eibishter, in order to become a melech, he has to make things separate from him. That's why through Malchus, he has to create, there has to be this Tzimtzumim, so that there should be somebody to be a king over. That's what good. Kei melech b'leom. U'b'chinas chokhma. But what is the melech? That's the level of Malchus. You have Chochmah of Atzilus and you have Malchus of Atzilus. So Malchus of Atzilus creates these great Tzimtzumim in order to create an Oilam. But when we talk about the level of Chochmah, Hu Koyach Ma, so then we're talking the Hainu Lahalos Ma'alma de Pruda. That's already to elevate from the world of separation. Malchus creates this separation, but Chochmah sorts it out and brings it up to the higher level. Lekasher ulyachet elov yizbarich, to tie it and to unite it to Hashem, bebitl elov levade, just to be bottled to Hashem. Behine, habirur hu b'machshava. How could you sort it out? It's in your thought. Kvashenir, because b'gashmi is. See, physically, when something falls into your mind, so what do? So then you sort it out in your mind. So then you think about it, you reflect on it. And what happens is, the good you accept and it becomes absorbed in your mind, in your thought. So that you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and that's what's going to happen in actuality. And the bad, he pushes outside. So that means in your mind, in the Chokhmah, you're sorting out. You see what's good. Basically, the idea that you think about, the idea that you want, so you sort it out and you place the thing that you're going to follow and what you're not going to do. That happens in the level of Machshaveh, which is the level of Chochmah that is Berir. Obchinas Machshaveh Nikra Sefer. Say Yor Ima Sefer. That level of Machshaveh is called Sefer. Obchinas Sirufe Oisius. Sefer is made up of combination. Sefer is of a bunch of letters. And all the machshava is a bunch of letters in your head. That's why it's called the sefer. So, what is the pshat b'voy lifnei ha-melech im ha-sefer? V'nevisarus o'delatato through the arousal of below. Which means, b'voy lifnei ha-melech. You come to the king b'v'chinas chochma b'v'chinas birur kinal in a way that you level of chochma bittel and birur azayi sarus o'delaylok. Then you arouse above, li yois. Then Hashem says, Omar ima sefer. Then it's Hashem's, says, that's Hashem's response, that he says, im ha sefer, Omar ima sefer. But what? Sheyiye birur b'chinas chokhma b'machshov el yoinen. That there should be a birur in the level of chokhma in the supreme thought. B'chinas sefer, Tzirufi Oishis should be the combination of Sefer Tzirufi Oishis. Shedir Yidcha Ra L'chutz, that the bad should be pushed out outside. Upsoilus V'sigim Shluchi Adin, and then you have the leftovers and the thorns. They are all agents of the Din V'kitruk, of the criticizer of judgment. Hamak V'moinim Esah Odom Bavidis Hashem. So a person has distractions. They stop him from doing his avodah. What are these distractions? They're agent of the judgment and criticizing. They don't allow for the person to serve the Eibishter, whether it's from the inside or from the outside, whether it's physical or spiritual. But these are all distractions that come from them. So you want the Eibishter should sort of push them away, help you push away those If you turn to the Eibishter, Bevoyel Lifnei Amelech, you come to that level, and the level of Chochmah Bechinas Birur, so then, Ima Sefer, the Eibishter, that he throws out all the judgments, all the Kidrug, Hamakvim Meinimus Habedus Hashem, all the things that stop from the service of Hashem, Mebayis, Mechutz, Begashmiz, Veruchnis, and what's going to happen? Yoshuv Machshavtei Haro Al Rishon. And their bad thought goes back on their heads, and you know, they can't stop the Yid from his service to the Eibishter. Ubiruram. How do you sort them out? That's bringing them up. How could you sort them out? Is by bringing them up to the Hashem's thought, so to speak, Daikin. Shaliyazu, that when you bring it up to that level, that causes them to be pushed outside. I mean, I guess what it's talking about in Avodas Hashem, when you take all those distractions and you pick them up, so in that level they disperse. Over there, Kihine, so explains, Kihine, B'yosim Lamato, over here below, ain't teishim okun klal. They don't take up any space at all, which means they don't matter. Shmom is v'dayim t'tov is v'goymer. These clippers, these things, like we say, that you can have a spider that climbs with his hands and it can be in the palace of the king. How could a spider, which is considered to be the lowest of the clippers, be in the king's palace? But don't care. The Shemamas doesn't take up any place. We don't care about the Shemamas. And it's just like the sediments in the wine. You have great wine, but then in the wine, there's sediments over there. Okay? Like the Pasuk says, Yogur mizeh, achshmareo yimtzu v'goymer. So basically, it says the shevichin shmorim shekshem lamata kach yofalem. So he says below, that's good for them. So the shmorim, like just like in the wine, we're in the bottom of the wine. Yeah. So then, okay, that's okay. That's why. Below, at this level, that the clippers, the sitracha, that they are success, that's okay. V'zui ha'sibah shekol ha'rishoyim magbim es atzmam koydim ha'peloso. It's the reason why all the rishoyim, they raise themselves before they have a big fall. K'mo shehoyu b'haman, like it was b'haman, that first, shegid levinis ha'kol ha'sarim, that he made him greater and raised him above the sarim. So first he made him great, and then he threw him down. Ukumesh Kosuk, Lifnei Shever Goen. Pasuk says, before the break, he becomes Ari, he becomes Goen, he becomes Megadim. In other words, he's going to break. Before the Shever, then there's Goen. Behind Udiksiv, this is what the Pasuk says. Im Takbi Kanesher, Goen Shomerit Chonom Hashem. If you're going to raise yourself like an eagle, Hashem says, from there, I will break down. What does it mean from there? If you don't raise yourself like an eagle and you put you're down, you're below, fine. Then you can exist like the Shemamis, like the sediments. But if you raise yourself like an eagle, then I'll bring you down, says Hashem. Mishom daike. That is dafke, specifically from there. Shak balosom vayilosom umaylo, hiagarem sash balosom umal balosom. That is because they are trying to go up higher. That causes their degradation and their fall down. They can't stay on this high level of Bechina Sefer. When you raise yourself up and you bring the Sefer, they can't exist there. And therefore, it says in the Pasuk, they will be erased. They will bring erased from the Sefer Chaim. They will no longer exist. As opposed to when they're below. So then, ain't tefsi makum klal. Then they don't take a place. They can hang out. They can do. They don't take a below. Commercial tzoyek shu bebeis hakisu ba'ashba. Like when you have the excrement, if it's in the beis hakisei and it's in the dirt, shamekoy maroila. that's where it's fit. That's where it should. That's where it belongs. That's where the garbage belongs. When you bring it to the house, then you push it outside. You don't bring it in. When you have to bring in the dish or whatever it is, you push it out. So that's the point here is, b'voyu lifnei ha-melech, amari ma-sefer, then is mevatel them. B'nisalusa lebchina sefer u-machshov el-yoyna, hu-achrei, so how do you raise them to the safe machshov el-yoyna, for which they'll be pushed out, hu-achrei hisalus knesses Yisrael. They follow when knesses Yisrael goes up to that level, that's when you bring them up as well. Which is Shubchinas Khuris Primis Alev Lubchinas Madregas of Neamelech. So that's when they can. That's when they also are Nisala, and that's when they're pushed away. And that's when they're rinsed out and thrown out. Mashenke Kshilamato, as opposed to when the Knesset Yisrael are Lamato, which is Ribatsmul is Baradayin, and they themselves need to be sorted out. The Efshali is Birachab Madregas Ashmori. So there cannot be anymore another in the Shemorim. You can't take care of the Shemorim. You have to take care of yourself. If the person is not clear himself, then he's not going to sort it out. The Shemorim clean them. He's not clean himself. This is specifically the animal soul by each individual. You cannot sort out. A person cannot to separate the bad from the good, and then turn around the good from darkness to the sitra kedusha. First, you have to sort out your nefesh lekis before you're going to be able to change around the nefesh abahamis and separate. First, you have to isbarer. And it goes higher, higher. Aidei biru levushim de kedusha, through sorting out the levushim of kedusha, machshav divur ma'isim, which is the person's machshav divur ma'isim, amiz baririm. They are sorted out at the eischa teru mitzvah, through the occupation of teru mitzvah, shem ispashtus v'yishtalshu l'tzein elam baruch hu, which is the expansion and the evolution of Hashem's blessed wishes. So first, you can't start sorting out everything without first doing the mitzvahs, without first getting involved with all the mitzvahs and taking care of that's what you need to take care of. And this is the meaning that my nefesh adoini should be bound up in the bound of life. And Hurotzina Elyon Hamalbish Hanefesh Malo is the Maila Maila Lubchinas Galgalta Kinal that elevates it to the level of Gulgoidas, the commission causes Makomach and Apostles, Rushkada, Misro, Hulu, 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 Hulu,